Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful for Each Other.
twice or four.
Perhaps the most iconic reference in the Bible, Psalms 23, at what it was perhaps the most trying and difficult time of David's life. He begins the Psalms by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But in verse 6, David, having gone through everything he went through, King James Version writes, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days." Can I try that one more time? "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." So come on, Anthony. Come on, team. Everybody, oh, lift your voice and say,
"For your goodness, goodness, goodness."
Look at somebody and say, "Goodness." So Lord, we stand before you echoing the testimony of who was perhaps the greatest king of all of Israel, David, who in the midst of all of his troubles, trials, tribulation, writes, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We say thank you, because we know that your goodness and your mercy shall never leave us, and you will never forsake us. Now, Lord, bless this time in which we invite your presence. We invite your word. We invite your glory. We invite what the Hebrews call the kabod, the weighted glory of God. Glory that fills the room. Glory that sits on us, destroys every yoke and every burden. Have your way, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Let the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, be acceptable in your sight. For you art our strength and our Redeemer, a very present help in the time of trouble. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. And those who know it is so, help me say amen. Clap those hands, everybody. Can you give God a hand of praise for our worship and arts ministry? Listen, as you remain standing, we get right into the word. We heard from our gospel choir this morning, Family and Friends Day. We don't normally hear from them, but thank you, gospel choir, to all of you that are here. Thank you so much for this very special day. There's a word from the Lord this morning. I invite you to two references of Holy Scripture, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, the New Living Translation, and 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, the New Living Translation, on this very special day, on this very special Sunday. Hear the reading of these two passages of Scripture. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10. Two people are better off than one. Somebody say amen. Amen. For they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Not my words, but the words of the Lord. Amen. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 2 and 3. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly. As we pray to our God and Father about you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask his blessings on the reading and the hearing of his word. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from the subject, grateful for each other. So do me a favor, before you sit down, find someone around you and just says, I am so grateful for you. Come on, tell somebody, I am so grateful for you. Clap those hands as you take your seats. Grateful for each other. At the beginning of this year, we chose a theme for this ministry, a one-word theme, and that word is grateful. And for the past 21 weeks, this is week 22, we have shared with you messages as it relates to gratitude, as it relates to the significance of being grateful. We began the year off, Deacon Abbott Simmons, by telling God that we are so grateful for a new thing. Somebody ought to thank God for a new thing. New year, new week. Then we wanted to make sure that we didn't lose the importance of just a day. And we came back and says, Lord, we're grateful for just a new day. The old folks say, just one more day. The Lord has kept me. And I'm glad. I know you like that, Deacon from Cope. Just one more day. The Lord has kept me, and I'm glad about it. We then, throughout the year, shared messages entitled Grateful for the Struggle. We talked about being grateful for the But God testimonies. If God had not intervened in our lives, where would we be? Shared a message to all of us that given to the Lord called Grateful Givers. But on this special day, which we celebrate family and friends, we would like to highlight the significance, the importance of healthy relationships. I need you to look at somebody and say, you do need somebody. I know some of you say, I can do bad all by myself. That may be true, but you can't do good all by yourself. You do need somebody. And so we want to look at the importance, the significance of relationships, healthy relationships. Sometimes the real blessings is not what we have in our lives, but who we have in our lives. Can I preach to you? We sometimes become so obsessed in trying to achieve the what's. I want this, I need this, that we forget to give God praise for the who that's in our life. I've learned throughout the years that the who in my lives matter a whole lot more than the what that was in. I had some jobs, so what? I had some cars, so what? Had houses, so what? Had clothes, so what? But what really mattered to me more than anything else was not the what, but the who. Particularly as I think about those who have and those who are standing beside us. Look at somebody and say, that's a who. Praying for us. Tell somebody, that's a who. Correcting us when we are wrong. Ooh, look at somebody and say, that's a who. Encouraging us when we are despondent. Tell somebody, that's a who. And walking with us during our darkest hours. What I discovered, it took me a while to discover it. Deacon Kennedy, I wish I would have learned it earlier. I thought if I just work hard and get the right ride and have the right house and have the right career, have the right job, know the right people, all the what's would come in my life. But what I realized that when my back was against the wall, can I preach? When I hit a hard place in my life, when I did not know what to do, when my money was funny and my change was strange, and I was in between blessings, Sister Angela Bishop, I didn't need a what. I needed someone I could go to, someone I can lean on. And I thank God for the people in my life that undergird me. Most of them have no titles. Most of them have no positions. Most of them have never been elected or appointed to anything. Just good old-fashioned people who took the time to pray for me. Songwriter says, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time. Y'all got about 20 seconds to give God a praise for everybody in your life who ever prayed for you, took the time and lifted you up, undergirded you up. Whew. Folk didn't have much, but they had a little bit. And I remember when I was a college student at Benedict College, one of the mothers in the church, Mother Josephine Anderson, all the way from Fort March, South Carolina, joined this church. She didn't have much. And they look at it and says, she said, boy, I don't have much to give you when you go to college, but I want to give you something. She gave me a bag. And then that bag was some fried chicken and pound cake. And then I looked behind, and she slipped $5 in it, and I told, and my uncle said to me, he said, boy, that's the greatest gift you would ever get. So that's the greatest scholarship you can ever get. Now, I don't know about you, but I just showed up to tell God I'm grateful. So grateful. Somebody pray for me. Thank you, Mother Josephine Anderson. Thank you to all the others who had me on their mind. So today we are grateful for family, for friends, those whom God had placed in our lives, those who have helped us to be where we are today. Here's what Paul writes at the end of the book of Acts, having gone through all that he had gone through. Talked about God, but there were others also. Paul writes, having therefore obtained help from God, I continued this day. I just want to try something. I'm not sure if I'm in the right place or not, but I just want to see if there's anybody in here know that the only reason you are standing here today is that God put somebody in your life. Now, I know some of you are bougie enough and smart enough and elite enough to have make it on your own. But to the rest of us who know we had some good help, we had somebody who helped us up. You've got 10 seconds to give God your greatest hand clapping. Open your mouth. Shabbat the Lord, your God. Ooh. Lord, I thank you. Somebody say, Lord, I thank you. In these two incredible text references that are in the Bible, one from the Old Testament, one from the New Testament, we see the importance of having people, having each other's back. We see the importance of being interdependent on each other. First is written by King Solomon, who we know to have been the wisest person to have ever lived. Somebody needs to tell the guy in the White House he's not the smartest person to ever live. Okay. King Solomon, the wisest man to have ever lived, writes this powerful passage of scripture that's found in the book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, he writes, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. And then Paul writes this passage in the New Testament, the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 2. Paul writes to the Thessalonikers, to the New Testament church, and he wanted them to know that you're great, but you're not great by yourself. That all of us have had somebody to lift us up, to pray for us, to undergird us during our darkest hours. Paul, who was someone who always said thank you. What I like about Paul is that he always showed gratitude. So he writes this word, we always thank God for all of you. Pray for you constantly, and we pray to our God and Father about you. We think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as I thought about these two powerful references, God says that there are three key insights that I want to share with you this morning as it relates to both of these references, as it relates to why it is so important that we leave here knowing that we need each other. It's all right to think that you can do it all by yourself. It's all right for you to think that as long as you don't get in trouble. It's all right as long as you never run into any obstacles in your life. But knowing that we all have obstacles and we all have had our backs against the wall, we all need each other. Please look at somebody and say, I need you. You need me. We all are part of God's family. Aren't we? This is one big happy family. Look at these three key insights that I want to to share with you. I want you to remember these this week, rest of this year in your life. Number one is this. We should always look at somebody and say, always. Be grateful for those who help us to succeed. That's why I inserted the word always. We should always be grateful for those who help us to succeed. Behind all of our accomplishments, behind all of our success, are those who prayed, encouraged, sacrificed, and believed in us. And I'm grateful. Are you grateful? I am so grateful for those who help us to succeed. I think about people like the matriarch of the Little Camden Arthurtown community, Mama Laura Jefferson, who lived almost to be 100 years old, who up until she was about 70 or 80 never had running water or sewer, but worked in her community every day. And I remember she would undergird the young people, and she would say to people like me and others who wanted to run for office, son, this is bigger than you. She says, I just want you to understand something, that if you get there, don't forget how you. Can I preach? I need you to look at somebody and say, I'm not talking about you, but I just want everybody to know that if you get there, don't forget how you. Some of you who think you're already, don't forget how you. All the bougie folk ought to praise God more than anybody else, because you think you got stuff, then you ought to know that it did not come from you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all good and perfect things come to the Lord. I need just a handful of folk to help me say, God did this. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous. You owe God a praise. It has always amazed me how folk can walk in the club, and before their feet can hit the floor, they're already dancing and waving and yelling. But when they come to the house of the Lord and think of the goodness of God and all he's done for you, who woke you up this morning, started you on your way, it is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed. His compassion faileth not. It is renewed every morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. Look at your neighbor and say, excuse me, but I owe God a praise, because you didn't wake me up this morning. You didn't start me on my way. Is there anybody in here? Come on, you've got 20 seconds to give God your best. Somebody say, grateful, 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 grateful. Do me a favor, leave your seat, give your neighbor a high five on the other side of the aisle, and say, grateful. You are looking at one grateful somebody. Y'all sit down before church breaks out. Before praise breaks out. Real family, listen to this, and genuine friends do not resent our success. Look on your left and look at your right and say, I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad that God has blessed you. Real family and genuine friends, and everybody that follows you on social media is not your friend. every follower is not a friend. You got some haters following you as well. Amen, somebody? A whole lot of haters following you. The real family, genuine friends, do not resent or are jealous of your success. Here's the end of this, and I boldface this. They rejoice and celebrate with us in and for our success. You've got to learn how to be happy for somebody else. Come on, church. You've got to learn to ask somebody, what can I celebrate about you? You've got to learn how to be happy when somebody else is blessed, because God has no respect to person. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. You've got to learn how to promote somebody other than yourself on all of your social media outlets. I get so discouraged hearing all of this self-aggrandizement, patting yourself on your back. It's a shame when you got to be your own cheerleader. You ought to celebrate somebody. So do me a favor right now. Look at somebody sitting next to you and say, I thank God for you. I'm happy for you. I pray the blessings of God over your life. May God bless your family. May God bless your going in, your coming out. May God bless you with every job you apply for, every house you apply for. May God bless you in every position you spot. Because I've learned that when you promote somebody else, God will promote you. Amen, somebody? I'm still on insight number one that says we should always be grateful for those who help us to succeed. Second subpart of insight number one says this: real family and genuine friends, as I said again, don't just resent or jealous. But here's the point that I want to make. Joseph didn't have real brothers. Can I preach this? Because a real brother won't get mad over the dreams that God gives you. Preach, Pastor Jackson. Real brothers don't throw you in a pit just to bury your dreams, but they celebrate what God is doing in your life. Here's your assignment for this week. Find somebody that you can celebrate. Find somebody that you can highlight other than yourself. Promote the well-being of somebody else and watch God bless you. Here's the second key insight that God has given me, taken from these passages of Scripture. We should always be grateful for those who are there to help us when we fall. Can I preach? Look at somebody and say, because you will at some point in your life fall. Falling is a part of life. We all have. Is there anybody that's not too proud to admit, Pastor Jackson, I've been there? I'm about to mess you up now. You know the song? Look at somebody and say, I don't look like what I've been through. I've been there. I've been on the other side of the track. I've struggled, had hard times. Everybody at some point in their life run into adversity, hardships, and struggles. We all have been there. We have fallen into discouragement. We have fallen into grief. We have fallen into misfortune and mistakes. You're not, and say, what gets me so much is that some people are so holier than thou that they make other folk who make mistakes, same mistakes they've made in a point in their life, feel bad about what they've done wrong. But look at your neighbor and say, there's nobody perfect. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Can this be a transparent Sunday? Is there anybody in here so glad that God picked you up, turn you around? Is there anybody in here that's bold enough to say, Pastor Jackson, I've had some faults, I've made some mistakes, I've done wrong in my life, but I'm so glad God didn't give up on me. How many of you are so glad that God didn't give up on you? Woo, we all have been there, but God is a quicker picker-upper. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Somebody ought to clap those hands and give God a praise for picking us all up. Woo. Real family and true friends, listen to this. Still on insight number two. Real family, I need y'all to help me with this. It's on the board. Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. Real family and true friends don't just clap when we succeed. They reach down to help us when we fall. So my question to you this morning is that I know you can clap, but can you reach? Who have you ever reached down to pick up? Who have you ever reached down to say, I'll help you bear your burdens? Is there anybody in here so glad that at some point in your life, somebody had to reach and pick you up? Somebody reached and brought you to where you are today. Come on, Zion, you got a chance to give God a praise for everybody in your life that ever reached down. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Here's the third and the last one. Whew. We should always be grateful. Not just for those who helped us when we fall, those who help us to succeed, but we should always be grateful for those who inspire us to become better and stronger. Real family, genuine friends, don't allow you to stay in your foolishness. Without trying to help you become better and stronger. Real family and real friends tell you the truth, even when it hurts, because their goal is to make you better and stronger. I thank God for those in my life who have helped me become better and stronger. I thank God as a young man for those who looked me in the face and said, boy, you ain't that bad. You are not all of that. I thank God for those who told me you need to be a better father. You can be a better husband. I thank God for those who have helped us become and inspire us to become stronger and better. Paul was grateful for the Thessalonians that inspired him to be stronger in his faith. Here's what Paul says. Their faith inspired him to have greater faith in himself. Is there anybody in here want to thank God for those who allowed you, inspired you to have greater faith in yourself? Family and friends should not only make us feel good, they should also inspire us to become better and stronger. If the folk in your circle don't make you better or stronger, you need another circle. If the folk hanging around you do not inspire you to be stronger or better, you need to change your associations. Amen, somebody. You need fewer people, but stronger people to help you to become a better person in your life. Take 20 seconds to thank God for everybody who inspired you to be better. Thank you. How many of you can think of somebody right now in your life who spoke truth to you? Although it may have hurt, although it may have sounded to have been cold at the time, but it helped you to be better. It helped you to dry your tears and hold your head up high. I remember as a young man going to my dad, want to give up on my family. Said, I don't know if my wife and I can make it, Dad. It's hard out here. And he listened for me for 30 minutes. And I said, you're not going to say anything? And he says, dry your tears, shut up, and go home and be a father and a husband. He said to me, be a father and a husband. If you thought this was easy, you're wrong. He says, now be a father. And I'm so glad, because when I thought I could walk away, somebody told me, don't do it. Made me a better father. Made me a better husband. Made me a better preacher. It made me a better man. Somebody who thank God for better right now. I just feel like as we're about to end this message, somebody ought to stand to their feet and say, Lord, I thank you for better. Lord, I thank you for better. Thank you for better. I'm better because somebody's spoken to my life. I'm better because I needed somebody else. I'm better, Lord, because somebody else was in my life. Do me a favor, as you stand to your feet, cross the aisle, give your neighbor a high five and say, neighbor, I thank God for you. I'm grateful. 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 Come on, team, grateful. So grateful. Tell somebody, so grateful. Thank God for every elderly person who blessed me with wisdom. Thank God for everybody stood by me when I did not know if I can make it or not. I had some help. Somebody lift those hands and say, I had some help. I had some help. Thank you, Mother Josephine Anderson. Thank you, Deacon Frank English Jr. Thank you, Pastor Albert Lawson. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. Now here's this, as you remain standing, here's the end of this message. Finally, as we witness in the text, gratitude and prayer go together. You can't be grateful for somebody that you refuse to pray for. Come on, team. Gratitude and prayer go together. Here's what Paul says. We always thank God for all of you. Here it is. And pray for you constantly. When you are truly grateful for someone, you not only speak well of them, but you pray for them. But here's my question. Who are you praying for? Who are you praying for? I pray for you. You pray for me. Watch God change things. Do me a favor, lift those hands all over this place. The altar is about to be open for those who want to be better and stronger. Whew. Our good friend, Pastor Hezekiah Walker, wrote this song. I need you. You need me. We all are part of God's body. Look at somebody and say, stand with me, agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. Here's what I want to leave with you. Look at somebody. Don't say it if you don't mean it. Find you somebody and say, you are important to me. I need you to survive. One more time. Say, you are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you. I need you to survive. The altar is now open for anyone in here. From the balcony, anywhere in the church. I said, Lord, I thank God for those who undergird me. All over this place right now. That's right. Come on. Lord, help me become better. Help me to not be so selfish. Help me, Lord, to look out for the needs of others right now. Thank you, team. I need you. That's who I am.
I need
everybody.
I need you.
Wherever you are right now. Maybe you're praying for somebody else who's not here this morning. I want to give you an opportunity to come and stand at this altar and say, Lord, I want to lift somebody up in prayer. I need to pray for someone right now. Come. That's right.
I pray for you.
You pray. That's right. Listen, two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. Someone who falls alone, that person is in real trouble. Paul writes, we always thank God for all of you, and we pray for you constantly. Grateful for each other. Here's the last thing I want you to do is look at somebody and say, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about all of us. We need each other. Come on.
I won't harm you. I love you.
Anybody know you need? Come on.
Oh, yeah. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you. I won't harm you.
Catch the hand of somebody. somebody standing next to you right now. That's right, just lock hands. Oh, yeah. Eternal Father, we say thank you on this very special day, this very special message that's simply entitled Grateful for Each Other. Our assignment this week is to identify people in our lives that we are grateful for, those who have helped us to succeed, those who helped us when we have fallen, those who help to inspire us to be better and to be stronger. We would not be here today, Lord. Many of us may have all kinds of achievements and things that we have been successful in. None of that would have been possible if you had not placed people in our lives to undergird us, to be our foundation, to be a very present help when we needed it the most. And we say thank you. Move right now. Have your way, Lord. Touch right now. Someone who's discouraged, send joy. Someone who's confused, send peace. Because we know that there's a peace that surpasseth all human understanding. And we say thank you. It is already done. But we will celebrate each other. We will leave here not selfishly, but selfless, and find someone that we can bless, someone that we can pray for, someone that we can say thank you for all you've done in my life. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. Those who know it is so said amen, amen, amen. Come on, team, come on.
I pray, need you pray for and me.
Listen, listen. There's a QR code on the sound. Anybody that wants special prayer, want to dedicate their life to the Lord, here's a young man at the altar right now. Come on, team, come on. Yeah. Anybody else? Thank you, brother. Come on, y'all ought to celebrate. Anybody else? Come on, stand. Others are coming right now. Look at God. Come on. If you're looking for a church home and you want to dedicate your life to special prayer,
I love you. I love you. I love you. I need you too.
Come on, somebody else. Anyone else coming? Anyone else coming to the altar right now? Amen. Look at God. They're coming. Come on, Terry. Other elders, y'all come on and stand right here with us.
Right?
Look what God is doing now. Look at somebody and say, we need each other. We need each other. And maybe there's someone else. Last Sunday, just with the QR code, over 10 people gave their life to the Lord. Maybe there's someone that's joining us right now that said, I don't want to walk down the aisles, but I want to give my life to the Lord. You just click that code. Clap those hands to somebody right now. As we take them in the back for special prayer and dedication, come on, Bible Way. Come on,
you
as we pray.
For me. I love you. I need you.
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Grateful for Each Other, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 05-3126. Again, the number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 053126. June is Men's Month at Bible Way. We invite you to celebrate with the men's ministry under their theme, Grateful Men, Godly Influence. The men of the church will be hosting midweek services each Tuesday at 7 p.m. with special guest speakers. And each Sunday in June at 8 and 11 a.m., Pastor Daryl Jackson will be sharing a powerful new series, Grateful Men of Purpose. These services are open to all. For a complete lineup of the events, visit bwcar.org. We hope to see you there. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.